Yes, it's Track Marks. One song, two veteran music journalists exploring the world of pop music. These tracks left marks. Each edition of Track Marks takes a close-up look at one classic composition in all its glory. At Track Marks, the song is king, and we have two hosts who may not always see eye to eye or ear to ear. And here they are now, Tom Zito and Joel Selvin.
All right, Joel, what do you got for today?
Today, Not Fade Away.
Ah, what a great song.
It is, and it has such an interesting history. It comes from Buddy Holly. He recorded it in 1957.
In Clovis, New Mexico.
And his second set of sessions in Clovis. He cut it with the same day he cut Every Day. It was the flip side to the second Coral Records single by the Crickets, Oh Boy. 22 years old when he died, I guess 20 when he made this record. It was just a B-side, but it stayed around.
Took my then 12-year-old son to Clovis, New Mexico, so we could visit the very studio where Buddy Holly had recorded. All you need to do is send a letter. Must be a letter. No email. Send a letter to the guy that owns the studio telling him when you would like to come and giving him your phone number. And he, in turn, will call you up and tell you whether the date that you're proposing is okay, and whether you should come at 10 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. So we went at 2 in the afternoon, and it's a little bit larger than a stall shower. I mean, it is tiny, 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 that place. And if you go back now and listen to Buddy Holly records, they sound better than 90% of records that are recorded now. I mean, they sound like they were made with today's technology. They are such great records. And that's such a great tune.
Well, I mean, there was something about Buddy Holly that there was an innocence to him, but at the same time, he really understood the essence of this new music they called rock and roll.
It's true.
The Buddy Holly thing was so much larger in England than it was in America. He was just enormous over there and had many hits after his death. And so his catalog was more prevalent over there. And that's why it turns up in the repertoire of the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones, in their third recording session, cut this song. And they had a guest in the studio with them. They had a couple of guests. They had Gene Pitney and Phil Spector.
Huh.
In Regent Sound in Soho in London. And so both the Stones and their producer, Andrew Oldham, were pretty much neophytes. And Oldham especially was in. Very much admired the American record producers like Phil Spector. So no doubt, Spector did not sit in the corner and quietly watch. I'm sure that Phil Spector was an active participant in this session. I hear it in the percussion. I hear it in the way that instruments are voiced and in the mix. Not Fade Away was the breakthrough record for them. That was their third single, their second single in the United States, and that was the record that got on the radio and ignited
here.
The Rolling Stones, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think the Dead started playing Not Fade Away right in the early days of their existence, when they were still on the peninsula. They did a lot of Rolling Stones covers in their earliest thing.
I didn't know that.
And over the years, I mean, that song, Not Fade Away, stayed in the Grateful Dead's repertoire.
Well, and for a lot of people, that's who the song is associated with. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those classic songs that you almost expected to hear at a Dead show.
And they managed to find that cosmic connection and make it something other than a boy meets girl song.
That's
they
true.
Found this heart of it and extrapolated it into something. So I've got a little mix here, and it starts with a rehearsal tape from 1966 with Pigpen singing the song, goes to a 1971 version from Winterland, and then a 1979 version from Oakland, and then to the 2015 Fare Thee Well concert, where it was a major feature in the finale.
Let's hear them.
Baby, that's no
1971, Winterland. Oakland. Fare Thee Well in Chicago. We'll be right back. Let's do this again, Tom.
It's a good one, Joel. See you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joel, and thanks, Tom. There you have it for today's Track Marks. Many more to come from that ever-expanding universe of music, music, music. Join your hosts, Joel Selvin and Tom Zito, as they take on the world of pop music, one song at a time, right here on Track Marks.